I didn't fuck up.
Yo, welcome to Tell It How It Is, No Filter. This is Voice of Reason. You already know. Don't worry where I'm at. Don't worry where I'm at right now. No, the scenery is different for you right now. It's very different, but it's necessary. This cave room getting cleaned up. Shout out my Philly cats. All day. All day. I ain't got to tell you the exact order location. If you're a real nigga, you'll find them when in your route, in your journey in life. Because real niggas meet real niggas. But I didn't want to get all diplomatic on you. So I'm going to just go right in real quick. First topic sent to me. Make sure you follow the channel on YouTube, Voice of Reason, NF. All one word. Yeah, we sipping in here, so I'm a little tipsy. That's my man.
Hit that motherfucking notification bell.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Subscribe.
Yeah. Take a little sip. Let's go. First thing sent to me. What's more important? Anybody, y'all can all interject. What's more important? How they look to you or how they treat you?
Ooh.
Anybody, you can say whatever. You ain't got to say who you is.
How they treat you.
How they treat you is better than how they look.
Yeah.
And that's maturity, because the younger we was, it used to be about how they look.
That's the reason why women don't understand why we cheat. They think they bad, and they be like, oh, I'm bad. Why is he cheating? You don't treat me like she treat me.
Spoiler.
She sucked the shit out my
spoiler
dick.
Spoiler alert.
You only sucked a little bit.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. A man can't cheat. Ain't no such thing as a man cheating.
That was gems. So, it's definitely an age bracket. When we younger, we going for the looks. Can't lie to you. At least me. Younger I was, if she was bad, we would ignore mad shit.
I got a question.
We would let mad shit slide.
I got a question. She treats you good, but she got a flat back. Or she treats you good, she got an ass.
She's on super left.
That's why we allowed to have multiple women.
There you go.
That's why a man is made to cultivate.
And conquer.
That's what we're made for. That's what women don't understand.
Now, they don't like the rules because
you don't like the rules.
Y'all don't like the rules for the rulers.
Rick the ruler! But anyway.
They like the rules, man. They put a status on your attitude or your character talking about you a narcissist.
Yeah, fucking
that's some other shit. You know what I'm saying?
What God created me to be.
Exactly.
This is just fucking dumb.
Because I got it's
fucking dumb.
I got a little saying that say it's not about how good she treats you, it's about the respect. Cause the mother can treat you good, but they only treat you good because of it's a natural reflex of survival. You know what I'm saying? Because what's a good man? A good man is a very dangerous man that chooses to be good. Just like a woman. A good woman is a very dangerous woman that chooses to be good. On what life circumstances have you treating me good because you think you have to treat me good to live under this roof, or you got to treat me good to get this little piece of bread out of me, or all the natural resources that comes with me being me and existing that you now have access to. You think as if you're going to act right so you can get access to it. Now that's being fake. Let's get to that part.
Gems is being dropped for free. So I'm just need you to hit that like button. I need you to comment, share, and subscribe to the channel. Once again, Voice of Reason NF with a new alias, aka Black Clark Kent.
Hit that notification bell right now.
Right. So we're going to move on because that shit is simple mathematics. We want to be, it's how we're treated. Once you get mature and old enough and know your value, it's about how you're treated over how they look. Next. This is going to be a deep one. Next. If everything around you seems dark, look again. You may be the light.
Ooh.
That was a gem right there.
That's deep right there.
That's deep right there. So when you're going through your trials and your tribulations, and you're wondering why you don't get a break, when is it your go to breathe? When is it your go to get a fucking break out this bitch? It's because you're the light.
I'm tired of being the fucking light. Like, real red. I'm tired of being the fucking light.
But if you're the light, this is why you feel the way you do.
I understand.
Because you're providing that energy and like a generator for other motherfuckers.
Light for a long time.
Let me say that again for Dino. You heard? If everything around you seems dark, look again. You may be the light.
Yeah. And most definitely, almost all the time, if not 98%, 99.9999, I am the motherfucking light. However, I mean, just like respect you, where respect comes from, it's the same thing with being the generator of your own energy. See, when you're generating your own energy, which is yourself, loving yourself, keeping your character, all that, I gotta break it down for those of y'all that wanna interpret it in your own life situation. You know what I'm saying? Plus, it's a tricky situation loving yourself. It's a tricky situation saying no. It's a tricky situation putting yourself first, but not so deep down inside you be loving your son, your daughter, who you sleeping with, and significant other just the same. Spoiler alert, you're not supposed to. Mm. Self is first for thyself. Yeah. Hit the notification bell, man.
So when you realizing this and you looking around and everywhere is dark, everywhere is dim, and you like, where the fucking light at? It's you. You the only light. This is why you can't see it nowhere else. And if you're hit with that, yo, let's go back to Peter Parker. What does Uncle Ben say? With great power comes great responsibility.
Yeah.
If that's the faith, you just gotta hold it down. I know we all want a breather. We don't want to be the superhero the whole time. Sometimes we need saving. Sometimes we need a break. Can I sit this one out? I'm always in the game.
You can't.
You can't sit it out.
Can't.
You always in the game.
Can't sit it out.
It's 48 minutes. You playing 47 minutes and 59 seconds. Understand that.
And another one.
Yo, I let it go dark. I just want you to marinate on that real quick. Yeah, you got something else? But look, that's why you got to just understand your power. I told a young lady the other day, only the great get tested. Only the great get tested. And there's a reason for it. You ain't dead. You woke up, right? You going to wake up tomorrow. No matter how today may not have played in your favor, you're gonna wake up tomorrow if you're supposed to wake up tomorrow. Then you put today in the books. Today is in the books when you wake up tomorrow.
Hey, yo, Hux, on the same topic, right? I just wanna hit this real close, right? And say this. When you got yourself, and you give yourself to everybody that needs you, eventually motherfuckers start feeling some type of way, in a way that they verbally express themselves, especially if you're an introvert. You know what I'm saying? Going through all that, when you give yourself away to everybody else, and when you need you, you don't have you, that's a fucked up situation. Listen to me. When you give yourself away to everybody else, then you need you. You don't even have you. That's a fucked up situation. Self-love, self-preservation. You know what I'm saying? That's like saying the storm coming, fuck, I'm gonna put myself in a can. Put some preservative on myself, fuck, I'm gonna weather this storm. You know what I'm saying? And now that's something to digest.
Drop your gram for them. Drop your gram real quick.
You know it's Dino Cuts on the motherfucking gram. D-E-E-N-O-K-U-T-Z. Some say Z.
But you non-spelling motherfuckers.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Get with it.
All right, so we moving on. We doing this gracefully. We moving on. This one going to probably turn it up in here. I'll probably turn it up in here with this one. So you with me? Watch this one. Even my man getting this cut over there. Yo. You ever had sex with someone and had to masturbate right after they left? Oh, shit.
No.
Yo, shit. I done turned it up. Did you hear that? One more time for the people who slow-mo. Their internet connection fucked up when I said it. They ain't paid a Wi-Fi. Did you ever have sex with someone and had to masturbate right after they left?
Like they wasn't even there.
That's some bad box, huh?
Hands up!
Hands up!
Hands up!
That's a bad box, right?
Hold on. Not no spot to put on the spot. You're my man in the barber chair. You don't got nothing for that one? At least give me a yeah or no on that one. Just give me that. You ain't gotta really disclose who you is. Can you relate to that one? Alright, peace. Good looking. So for all you chicks out here walking around, like you got the fire.
No, fuck that. Some of y'all be having the fire. Some of y'all be having that gun. Some of y'all be having that gun
powder. Let him take over for a second.
Some of y'all be having that gunpowder. Open that bullet. Now listen, y'all, for all the young ladies out there that shooters, firing, got that fire, not in your soul, but in that, yeah, I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying? Get it right, man. Get to the doctor, check it out. You feel a little itch? Check it out, man. Got a whole lot of things going around, and a lot of things going in and out. Gotta be aware of, you know what I'm saying? But for real though, the question was, have you ever had sex with an individual and after they leave, you had to masturbate? You got to masturbate. It's inevitable. It's over. They done gave you blue balls, blue pussy. Hey, is there such thing as blue pussy?
I don't think I ever saw blue pussy.
They done gave you blue clip, you know what I'm saying? Blue clip. And motherfucking blue balls that left you dry and prostrated, you know what I'm saying? And then you gotta understand, bro. I've been with females where my first hour around you, I don't wanna fuck with you no more. You know what I'm saying? And I was really attracted to you. I was really, really attracted to you. Now I don't even wanna fuck with you no more. You understand what I'm saying? We got a problem. This TikTok, the social media, this unreliable source of information that they be depending on, that's a make-believe, gotta fix that. Gotta fix that. Word up to the wise, you know what I'm saying? And just to leave it off so we can touch the other topic, the person or the individual that do the same thing over and over and expect a different result, it's a crazy motherfucker. That's the definition of insanity. Y'all be scrolling through that phone going up, down, sideways, but y'all motherfucking life be the same. But y'all trying the same thing over and over. In your head, you expecting a different result in reality. And let me question, what reality are y'all be living in? Now I'm talking to the young man, young woman, the elderly. I'm talking to everybody, man. If you alive, fuck it. You talk to the tree alive. I'm saying, like for real. Get with it. Come on, hug. Peace out. Hey, yo. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. Hit that notification bell. Get with it.
Appreciate it. We rolling. Look, check it out. Let's get deeper. I'm gonna go deeper after that one.
Hey, yo, this one I got the shit though. I'm gonna hold you. Conversations like this is my type of shit. Yeah, man.
Shout out Philly once again. Philly all day. Show me mad love.
215, baby.
New York, Philly.
Yeah.
It's a dope vibe. It was always a dope vibe. Because real is just real. Step outside your box. Stop thinking you the only real person alive. I know real is limited. Real is limited than a motherfucker. But you ain't the only one.
But how limited?
And it come from anywhere.
I think that should be a topic. How limited is real?
How limited is real? That wasn't even planned. Throw me a comment underneath this. How limited is real? Let you marinate on that.
Drop a comment. Definitely drop a like. If you dislike the video, thumbs down. You like the video, thumbs up. You know what I'm saying? We need everybody. We need haters. Shout out to the haters.
I love you. That's the biggest thing I got for the haters. I love you.
I disagree. I don't love no haters. I don't love you.
I need it.
I don't love
it. I need it for fuel.
But I do need it, though.
I need it. It's essential.
So, big fat, shout out to the people that been rocking with this channel and your huts.
Yo.
Shout out to your peoples, all that. You know what I'm saying? You know, you can get with me, Big Dog, Dino Miz, Dino Cuts on the Instagram, all that.
Down. Let me jump into this other one while you're standing right here. Look at this book. Do you think a couple today, I'm talking mid-30s and younger, do you think a couple today can be married 37 years?
Fuck no.
out of 100%, 15% can do it.
1%?
1%,
bro.
I'll say out of 100%, 15% will be able to do it, but for the majority, that's motivated by nowadays sensation, that don't got no substance to it, it's over.
If your woman don't got social media, you're fucked, because it's gonna be a nigga that hit her up 30 years ago, hey baby, I miss you.
No. You see, you're going to repeat that. Turn that off and say that shit again.
Social media killed relationships. Killed you. Because she gets too much attention. Woman doesn't need that much attention. She's too emotional. That attention fucks her up every day. Because she might not be mad. She might not be looking at it right now.
Right.
But she mad at you, she going to go back to that. He said he missed me.
And that should be another topic. Y'all like and comment if y'all want us to do the topic of and be on the topic of attention junkies.
Woo, that's the name of this episode right here.
That's exactly
attention junkies. So sadly, we're reporting that no couple today is gonna survive 37 years. That's the report. I'm sorry to tell you, you're in love right now. You like where it's going. You like what you see. But 37 years from now, you will not be with that person.
Your shit will not last. You cannot escape the rape.
And my man is right. Social media is a motherfucker.
It's killing them, motherfucker.
It's killing them. Everybody is built like Terry Cloth. The first thing that happens uncomfortable, niggas is throwing the towel in. Niggas is allergic to pork. Oh my God, it's over. It's over. I can't do it. Niggas get a little sinus infection and nobody strokes your ego and rub you. You're like, I can't do it. It's a sinus infection, my nigga. You're going to be better. The thing is, the tools you need to survive by yourself is what's going to keep you strong, even with a partner, because when shit is not in your favor, You still gotta learn how to survive alone. Because nobody owe you nothing. Nobody owe you nothing. Having a partner, having somebody, being married is nothing like it was back in the day. It is nothing like it was back in the day.
They fucked the tradition up.
So you sitting here wondering why.
You single as fuck, miserable as fuck. You light skin as fuck, dark skin as fuck, white as fuck. You island as fuck, American as fuck, not from here as fuck. That's because your mom fucked your dad and you was born, man.
So I'm going to just leave it there. I got one left for my man Dip. I got one left. But just know, we don't expect anyone today. Yeah, jump in. We don't expect anyone today to last and be married 37 years.
It ain't going
to
work.
It ain't going to work.
It ain't going to work.
You better enjoy the moments you did.
Blame fucking Zuckerberg. When I catch you, yeah.
And look, this has been classic monumental right here. Even in this short time, I'm gonna finish off one last. It's my last closeout, Dina. Last one.
Talk to me.
So, we suffer more from imagination than from reality.
Because
drop the mic.
Because
we suffer more.
From imagination. Than from reality.
Because desire is the key to all suffering.
Like a motherfucker.
Word to my man Devron, he taught me that. Drop that shit again. And remember, hit the like, the subscribe button, hit the notification bell, and let's get with it. Desire is the key to all suffering, y'all. Y'all gotta get with the motherfucking program. If you that person that your family can rely on. You that person that got enough discipline to remain yourself, stay true to your own colors. You know what I'm saying? You eventually you became that person that when the fucked up cousin got locked up, you the nigga that bailed him. You know what I'm saying? When a motherfucker is short $5, $10, $15, sometimes it's even $15,000. You that family member, you that shoulder they can
lean on.
You dig what I'm saying? This message
is
for you.
This is not rehearsed.
This message is for you, man. Self-love, self-preservation. You know what I'm saying? And desire is the key to all suffering. If you desire for all the fucked up people to not be fucked up, that's your suffering, man.
Yeah, you can be fucked up.
But reality gotta hit. Your imagination is fucking you up. What you think shit is, what you think shit should be. Reality is reality. That's the shit you need to address. What you think.
How much people know their reality?
Not many.
How much people stay true to the reality that they gotta face? I'm talking about every time you pick that motherfucking L up, every time you talk about, I'm gonna call shorty up, man. I need
so
a nut.
Pull up with me in this last minute.
You avoiding
this for this last 1 minute.
You are avoiding your reality. Be careful of the motherfucking unknown drugs you be taking to stay away from reality.
Imagination, reality. Break it down for them in this last minute. We out of here. He just gonna drop the last gem.
Tell you one thing, man. The world that we live in right now, everybody's imagining who the fuck they are. Half of these people don't even know who the fuck they are. If you took the heart button off of Instagram, these motherfuckers would think there was nobody.
Hey, yo.
Reality is not reality no fucking more.
At all.
This shit damn near virtual reality.
At all.
This shit fucked up, man. Listen, find out who you are before you go on social media and create who the fuck you are. Seriously. Because this is what people are doing nowadays. They're creating who the fuck they are. And when they get outside in public, motherfuckers don't even know, understand. They think they still that person. And the motherfuckers see them. They be like, you don't know? No, nigga, I don't know who the fuck you are.
Yeah.
At all, nigga.
Yeah.
Oh, I get a look. Nobody gives a fuck about how many likes you get on fucking Instagram or social media.
None
nigga.
Of that.
That shit means nothing to us.
Popping ass Instagram, but you live in the motherfucking tin can.
You live on your motherfucking girlfriend couch.
Listen, and she live in the fucking room.
Listen,
How you live with your girlfriend, shorty, and your girlfriend live in the room?
Life is life. You fuck. You ain't an avatar, nigga, in real life.
Shit together.
Get your shit together.
Yeah.
And we kept it a buck. Like I said, shout out Philly. I appreciate the time. Dope ass convo. The realness of it all. And I know it might be too real and raw for you. You may have to watch this more than once to get out your feelings, to embrace what we trying to tell you. Because initially your emotions are going to kick in first. Because you might not have liked some of the things you heard. Because the world is soft. I said terry cloth. Just because you don't like the shit you hear, it doesn't mean it's not helpful. One more time. Just because you didn't like what you heard, doesn't mean it wasn't helpful.
Absolutely.
Get out your feelings. We trying to keep it all the way tall around here. And know that life don't owe you nothing.
But you owe life every motherfucking thing. Be the best you can be. You know what I'm saying? And comparison will always kill your ego. So don't compare yourself and who you love with nobody else, man. Like, for real.
Don't do it. Tell it how it is. No filter. The YouTube is Voice of Reason, NF. We out of here. We gave you too much for fucking free. This is for free. Be safe, move diligently, move wisely. Don't be a fool.